This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is VSiN Prime Time, live from the Circus Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
21-13 on Monday Night Football. Falcons leading the Los Angeles Rams. This hour of VSiN Prime Time being brought to you by Better. Better Picks is a daily fantasy sports app where your sports knowledge turns into real cash fast. Download Better or visit Better.app. That's B-E-T-R. Sign up today and get a free $10. No deposit necessary. You know who's better than most? Bijan Robinson. Matt, he looked like he was about to lose 4 yards and instead broke it off for 40. This dude is something else.
Well, we talked about him in the pregame show. Best running backs in the NFL, Bijan Robinson, Christian McCaffrey. I think they've got to be your top two right now. Bijan tonight has been a bad mother.
Shut your mouth. As he went on that run that you will see all over the highlights tonight, it looked like he was going to be wrapped up in the backfield. Somehow he breaks the tackle, turns direction, and goes for 31 yards. And right now, Matt, on the live line, as we look at the current numbers, Atlanta is an 11.5-point favorite. One of our producers, John Lund, sent me this. He goes, little fun fact.
You sent it to me, too.
Since 2018, the Falcons are 53-78 in games played with playoff eligibility. Matt, do you want to read the number of their record when they have been eliminated mathematically?
Falcons play their best when the games don't matter. When they are eliminated, they are 11-4. And if they win tonight, that will be 12-4. In the worst division in the NFL, the Falcons show up for a fight tonight when the game doesn't really matter. Does matter to the Rams, though.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, the Rams make a stop here on 4th and 10.
This is not good for Paulie Howard.
Paulie Howard had
under 53.5 for the longest field goal. Wow, and they are attempting a 55-yarder right now, Matt. So this is Paulie is very much hoping that this will be a 56. Missed 56-yard field goal attempt. It is up. And it is good. Sorry, Paulie. That is a bomb of a kick. 24-3, Matt. The Falcons now
it's
minus
14-50. The odds makers knew what was going to happen. Did they have the script tonight? I mean, seriously, that field goal prop, that yardage
so
prop
high.
Is the highest I think I've ever seen. And, of course, here we go with a 56-yard bomb in the third quarter.
Sometimes
almost like somebody knew what was going to happen.
Well, we talked to
when a number looks fishy sometimes, you just got to stay away.
Embrace the stink, right? You know, talking to Johnny Avello earlier in the show, DraftKings sportsbook director, he said Christmas was beautiful for the sportsbook. Mm-hmm. All three dogs won. Minnesota Vikings went outright.
All three dogs covered,
excuse me. And the Vikings, of course, went outright over the Lions.
How great was that, by the way? Three third-string quarterbacks as home dogs and all three cover on Christmas.
Chris Oladokun, the pride of South Dakota State.
Josh Johnson.
The Jackrabbits.
Max Brosmer.
I mean, Max Brosmer didn't have to do anything with that defense the way they were balling on Christmas Day. But tonight would be another feather in the cap of the sportsbook to see the Falcons win this game outright as 7.5-point favorites.
Mm-hmm.
And now,
well, typically when you got a favorite in a 7 or 8 point range, you're going to have a lot of people to put that favorite on a teaser, on a money line parlay, things like that. And all those bets are going to blow up tonight. The Falcons up 24-3. How about this, Tim? Halfway through the third quarter, Rams down 21. Matthew Stafford has 144 passing yards and Kirk Cousins has 74. We had a 93-yard run by Bijan Robinson. He's got 155 yards on the ground.
At this point, Kirk Cousins, they don't want him to do anything. Hand the ball off to Bijan. The big story of this game, not only the result, but the change in the MVP market. Pre-game, Matthew Stafford at DraftKings was minus 230 to win NFL MVP. Right now at DraftKings, Matt, Drake May has moved to a minus 270 favorite.
I'm watching.
And at FanDuel, he is minus 340. Now, JVT has gone to Twitter, and he has thrown out a opinion. He said, NFL executives polled last week gave Matthew Stafford an 18-5 lead for MVP over May. Even after adjusting for some margin of error, I'm supposed to believe that May's game on Sunday plus Stafford tonight is enough to not only put May in the lead, but also extend him to make him at a 75% chance.
Yeah, I do think the betting market numbers right now are an overreaction. I would still make it more of like Drake May, a very slight favorite, not minus 270. I would say maybe 120 or something like that. So Doug Kazarian and Mitch Moss had this conversation, I think, about 2 weeks ago about Stafford being, quote, unquote, free money to win MVP at that point. And
what do you like more, the expression free money or wrong team favorite?
I don't like either one. As I told Doug at the time, that's not free money. It's not. And I think he changed the phrasing of it later. But again, he says now, quote, obviously this is one scenario where Stafford could lose, but I still don't think the current odds reflect what the vote will be. Odds makers have no idea, so any market carries no weight. I still think Stafford will win, even if he gets pulled tonight. Now, I'm not sure about that. I think things are going to change quite a bit after tonight. Drake May had a big game against the Jets. He's got a soft landing spot coming up against the Dolphins in Week 18. And Matthew Stafford, I mean, it's going to be back-to-back losses in prime time. Not that last week was a poor performance by him, but tonight's been a poor performance.
Yeah.
And a lot of
two
people
picks already.
Hey, look, a lot of people bet with recency bias, right? With what they saw most recently. And I think a lot of people are going to vote the same way. I would make Drake May right now about a 120, 130 favorite. Let's say a 125 favorite would be my, I think, most accurate reflection of what the voting would be on the MVP market.
I think Stafford at plus 280 at FanDuel is worth a bet right now.
Well, I mean, if you believe what Doug is saying, what JBT is saying, you would take the 280, right?
Yeah. This from our buddy Scott Seidenberg, and I have to imagine Scott probably has a ticket on Stafford based off the way he has phrased his tweet.
I'm going to bet he is not unbiased in this opinion.
The MVP odds shift is a hilarious conversation, this from Scott Seidenberg. One bad half of football doesn't take away from Stafford's season. Stafford has 10 more touchdowns, and in parentheses, and counting, less interceptions than May, sacked almost 30 less times than May, and the Rams have played the fifth most difficult schedule, while the Patriots have played the easiest schedule. Make some decent points.
Well, he does, but again, voters don't take all that into account all the time. So they take into account what they saw the last couple weeks.
Now,
and by the way, Matthew Stafford did have a pretty poor game against the Panthers on the road in week 13. For those who say, well, it's just one bad week, it's not one bad week, because you remember Stafford was really bad. He threw a couple of picks in that loss against Carolina, yep, against the Panthers too. He was pretty bad in that game as well.
Yeah, I think this is an overreaction to a Monday night football game, but it does. You do wonder, especially too, Matt, you pointed this out. What was the stat that Mitch Moss gave us during the pregame show, which is Peyton Manning was the last quarterback to win MVP without winning a division, and that was back in 2008?
Yeah, I remember that season too, but Stafford is putting up Peyton Manning type of numbers
for sure
this season, and you're talking about a Rams team that went into tonight as the favorite in the Super Bowl market, so I don't think bettors cared as much about the Rams are going to finish, where they're going to finish in the division, that they're not going to win the division. Stafford had 40 touchdown passes going into tonight.
I think you also have to take a step back.
And I agree with what Scott said too. One bad half does not undo, you know, most, right, a great body of work for the majority of the season.
But what does the betting market do, Matt, if this was yesterday at 1 Eastern, right? It shifts, but it doesn't shift to this level.
Well, this is a second straight primetime game the Rams are going to lose.
Right, but that last one wasn't his fault.
I know. I said that.
plus 280, if you like Matthew Stafford, the movement in the market has been wild. And right now, the Rams trying to cut into the deficit. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. 24-3 is the score. The Rams inside the 30-yard line of the Atlanta Falcons here tonight. Two interceptions for Matthew Stafford in this game. And we will see if he is able to lead the Rams to their first score of the contest.
Take the 280, Tim.
Right there. Bang.
Take the plus 280.
Ben Skoranek from
Matthew Stafford.
Oh, that's actually Ferguson. Never mind. I don't know why I said Scalani.
That's Ferguson. But again,
Terrence Ferguson.
Is if it's still up.
Plus 240 now.
Well, I would still take the 240.
Yeah.
I think this is more of a coin flip than that MVP betting market indicates. I do think it's more of a coin flip. Like I said, I would make Drake May about minus 125. Why not take plus 240, 250, whatever that number you can get. That's FanDuel you're talking about, right?
Yeah, FanDuel, and DraftKings has dropped to $2, plus okay. 200.
I still think that's a decent bet.
Because I do think voters are going to take a step back right. and look at everything.
Well, some voters will, not all voters.
I think this is a little bit different than the Heisman. How many people vote on MVP? I think it's like 50. The Heisman's ridiculous. I mean, it's like 800 people vote on the Heisman mm-hmm. Trophy. It's outdated. People who don't watch the sport vote on it. I do think the number had gotten a little crazy here, and May still being the favorite that he is seems a bit. What if he comes back and wins this game?
Well, then if he comes back and wins the game, then you're going to have basically a pick him at the end of tonight.
But I guess if you think he could come back and win the game, you'd rather take that because that's plus 420.
I just say right now, if you have access to that FanDuel number and you believe what JVT is saying, what Doug Kazarian is saying, and I believe to a certain extent what those guys are saying as well. The plus 240 is a pretty good bet right now on Stafford. Hey, we're talking about a guy that opened tonight at minus 230.
Yeah.
And now he's plus 240. That's not a bad bet.
Think you know sports? Then it's time to get paid for it. Better Picks is the daily fantasy app where your sports knowledge turns into real cash fast. Download the Better app, pick more or less in your favorite player's stats, and when your pick hits, you win. Head to better.app, that's B-E-T-R. Download the Better app in the App Store or Google Play. Don't forget to use the promo code VSIN to claim your free $10. Better Picks, if you know sports, it's time to prove it.
You're here because you want an edge. That's what separates listeners from winners. But let's be real, mindset alone doesn't get bets home. Pros win because they've got the tools, the data, and the discipline. And now so can you. VSiN Pro gives you access to the same real-time insights the sharps use. No secrets, no fluff, just actionable info that moves markets. Tap the link and see why serious bettors are turning knowledge into profit with VSiN Pro.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Final hour of VSiN Primetime being brought to you by Better. Make sure you download the Better app and use the promo code VSIN, V-S-I-N. Well, after a touchdown pass to Terrence Ferguson, the Falcons on the move again, now down to the 30-yard line. Just had a big connection from Kirk Cousins to Darnell Mooney, and roughing the passer gave him an extra 15 yards. So just like that, Matt, after a touchdown, the Falcons back in field goal territory to try to extend the lead back to a 3-possession game.
You know what? As much as I like Bijan Robinson, I like these red helmets the Falcons wear just as much. Reminds me of watching the Falcons back at Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in the 80s when they had Deion Sanders and Billy White Shoes Johnson. You probably don't remember those teams. You remember the Falcons when they wore these red helmets, though.
I do. Yeah. I don't know if they were ever. I think the first real, the Jamal Anderson Dirty Birds, they were wearing black helmets then, though. Snuck into the Super Bowl after the collapse by the Minnesota Vikings, 15-1 season. Morton Anderson missed the field goal. 24-10 is the score. Quick update. One of our producers let us know the last MVP to not win a division was actually Adrian Peterson in 2012. The Packers won the division in 2012. So if Matthew Stafford were to win it this year, he would be the first non-division winner since Adrian Peterson in 2012. Current MVP market, Stafford plus 210 after that touchdown pass.
Actually,
it's shaking, man. It's moving.
He's talking about Jonathan Von Tobel and Doug Kazarian, and Doug actually updated. Doug said he took plus 260. At
I like that bet.
One of the books we were talking about there, he still believes Stafford's got a great shot to win. Well, it's a weird year, but I'm of the belief the voters are aching to give it to Stafford and do what they can to avoid giving it to a young quarterback. What's up?
I'm just – the madman has now entered the conversation. Noted Patriots fan Chris Massaro. So
He's got Drake May locked
I'm sure he does.
He's locked it up.
Right? Yeah. So, yeah, let's enjoy that conversation of JBT, Massaro, and Scott Seidenberg. Go on Twitter and enjoy that one. I will not be reading those tweets that are going back and forth. It's staying professional. I'm saying that.
Well, for a while.
For a while. We'll see how far off the rails it ultimately gets there. A minute and 40 to go in the third quarter. 24-10 is the lead right now for the Atlanta Falcons over the Rams. There's nothing better. And we even talked about this a bunch last year when JVT was on primetime. I always love defending futures bet, like awards bet discussion. You're like, all right, well, what bet do you have? And this all started with Jackson Merrill. It didn't all start. It's been going on for a long time. But Jackson Merrill, Paul Skeens, that conversation was just outrageous all baseball season because it would all stem to what bet do you have? What number did you have? And I'm sure that's what a lot of this conversation is happening right now. But I agree with Doug Kazarian at plus 260, and you mentioned it as well. If you can get that price on Matthew Stafford, it's probably worth a bet.
The guy opened tonight at minus 230, and now he's around plus 250.
Zane Gonzalez.
This game is not over yet. We still have a quarter to. Hey, we have a blocked field goal, and Jared Verse is going to take this back for a touchdown. I believe he is. That's going to be about a 60-yard blocked field goal return. Does that give you deja vu from the Rams-Eagles game? It does me. How about that?
Wow.
24, about to be 24-17. After Jared Verse blocks the field goal and runs back for a touchdown. And, Tim?
Would you bet the
Rams
now?
We've got a game again.
Would you bet the Rams on the money line now?
No, I'm not going to bet them on the money line. It's not going to surprise me at this point to come back and win the game, but I'm not going to bet Rams on money. This game was about to be 27-10.
Three-score game.
And now it's about to be 24-17.
I want to see the replay of this game because it looked – a replay of this blocked field goal because it looked like Jared Verse caught the field goal.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like Zane Gonzalez hit it into his chest. As it is now 24-17, and just like that, instead of a three-possession game, it is a one-score game down in Atlanta. All right, here's the – they're showing the replay right now of Jared Verse, untouched, blocked – no, he blocked it down. It bounced right back up to him, and he goes to the house, gives a little wave to the sideline there to the Atlanta Falcons.
What a play. All right, so that's a triple threat play. He blocks a field goal. Look at this.
Boom.
Jared Verse blocks it with his right arm. It bounces up to him. He recovers it. He's running it back for a touchdown, and he takes time to wave over to the sideline to taunt the Falcons.
Jared Verse for MVP.
Yeah, how about
that? Let's. Wow. What is that price at?
Jared Verse now minus 240 on the MVP market.
How about this, Matt, at DraftKings FanDuel, Matthew Stafford now down to plus 155. I mean, the market's crazy right now on this.
And that play had nothing to do with Matthew Stafford.
He's down to plus 135.
He goes from plus 250 to minus 135 after a block. So that's a dumb market move.
Well, and I think to your point, and what JVT mentioned on Twitter, and I think others have DK as well, is that, you know, the market's very reactionary to one game going on, and it was an overreaction. Now, could Drake May still win MVP? Of course he could, but it was an overreaction to a poor start to one game. What a play by Jared Verse.
This game's not over yet. We got a quarter left. We'll see. Matthew Stafford's going to get the ball at least two more times tonight. We'll see what he can do with it.
24-17 now the score. The Falcons will come back out onto the field after a 37-yard field goal was blocked and returned for a touchdown. 80-yard scoop and score. And that is where we sit right now. And Kirk Cousins gets it too. Shocking, Bijan Robinson for another first down there. Matt, just a reminder, we will be here on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Our full lineup intact, starting early in the morning with Jensen Lewis and Super Dave, VSiN by the books. You and I will be on the air, VSiN primetime, 7 p.m. Eastern time. We will be watching the end of the Rose Bowl, and then we will get the entirety of the Sugar Bowl down in New Orleans. So our full lineup New Year's Day, New Year's Eve on VSIN.
Somebody asked me, do you have to work New Year's Day? I said, I want to work New Year's Day. Tim and I want to be here. We got great games to talk about on New Year's Day. And really looking forward to all four of these college football playoff games. That's a first-class graphic we put together there. We got to put that on the screen again. Use that as much as possible. That graphic is awesome. The fireworks, the full lineup of shows we have on New Year's Day here on VSIN. We don't take days off, like Bill Belichick said, right? No days off.
No days off.
No days off of VSIN New Year's Eve or New Year's live programming. VSIN by the books, the numbers game, prop points, money moves, follow the money, prime time, cashing out. We're going to be here on New Year's Day. I want to say that Jared Verse play on the block field goal, recovery and return, might be the best individual play I've seen by any player in the league this season. Think about everything that happened there, Tim.
First off, he goes through the line. Gets his hands up, blocks it.
Blocks it with his right arm, by the way. It was a one-arm block, just like a swat, a block shot.
Catches it, or off the bounce, right to him. He did break a tackle. Granted, it was, I think, from a kicker, but still, broke a tackle. And then I think your favorite part was the deuces to the sideline. 24-17, end of the third quarter, live number, Falcons -3.5. -220 on the money line. That is down quite a bit from where it was not too long ago. And what will we see from Drake May and company when he comes back? Or excuse me, Matthew Stafford and company. Drake May, your betting favorite now to win NFL MVP. Hey, just a reminder, folks, before the line moves, the sharp play is already there. They don't just follow the market. They help shape it. Since 2011, they've backed it up with documented results, public logs, and transparent receipts. Sharpplays.com. Trusted by the pros, monitored by the book. Stay ahead of the line. Visit sharpplays.com. Matt, the number one team in college basketball is also in action tonight as Arizona down at the McHale Center is taking on South Dakota State. And the Wildcats currently lead 61-44 over the Jackrabbits of South Dakota State.
Tim, tonight we've got, six of the top 10 teams in college basketball in action. Michigan, Purdue, Michigan State, all with big wins, scoring 100 points or more. Iowa State by 28 over Houston Christian, 89-61. How about Houston, 69-60? Cougars had to claw one out there against Middle Tennessee, win by 9. Also, I mentioned Iowa State. Arizona's up 63-44, about 12 minutes ago in that game in Tucson tonight. Vanderbilt with a blowout win, 96-53. Vandy's ranked 11th, Alabama 14th, 102-78 over Yale.
That did not go well for my bet.
Crimson Tide hot from three tonight. Arkansas 103-74 over James Madison.
Still to come tonight, we do have a battle of former conference rivals, Washington and Utah, and the Huskies out to a 12.5 point favorite over Utah.
How about Alabama tonight? 22-54 for 3-point range. That's crazy.
Never had a chance. Never had a chance. 24-17, start of the fourth quarter in the ATL.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Here we go, Matt Eumanns, the man that was the NFL MVP. Is not any, or the NFL MVP betting favorite, not anymore, has the ball down a touchdown. This is what MVP stuff would look like here, Matt, if he were able to get them down to tie the game up.
Stafford just passed the 200-yard mark tonight, 16 for 26, 203 yards, one touchdown, the two picks. He's got 5 negative plays, talking about 2 picks and 3 sacks tonight. Kirk Cousins has 0 negative plays, has not taken a sack, has not thrown a pick. Cousins been a better quarterback tonight, but Stafford has still got a shot here to write the story, Tim, because it's not over yet. We've got 12.5 minutes playing. Kyren Williams breaks off a run there out to about midfield. So the Rams are going to have a shot.
Rams are back to the favorite in this game.
You think they should be the favorite? I don't know if they should be the favorite.
-120 right now. But, man, that's an aggressive move. It's shifted back to a pick 'em.
Wow. DraftKings got Falcons -1.5. But you're right. Money line is now Rams -120, Falcons -110.
Rams have lost, as ESPN puts this up, Matt. 62 straight games when trailing by 21 points. And they are trying to snap that streak right now as they are inside Falcons territory with 12 minutes to go. Wow. What a change in this game. Minus $1.30 favorites now to win the football game, Matt. They were about to go down three scores in the late in the third quarter, and now they have a chance to tie the game up here, and they are driving. Matthew Stafford, plus 160 to win NFL MVP. They just showed the graphic on ESPN, and we've been talking about it. I still think plus 160 is not a bad bet.
Yeah, but 10 minutes ago, you could have had plus 250.
I know. Yeah. No, that would have been the better bet as Kyren Williams gets another first down. One play has changed everything. A blocked field goal returned by Jared Verse throws up the deuces to the sideline there for Atlanta. And with 11 minutes and rolling left, the Los Angeles Rams trying to do the improbable in what was just an absolute butt-whipping unfolding down in Atlanta. It was 21-0 at halftime.
It sure was, but the Hawaii Bowl was 21-0 in favor of Cal, and that was not over yet, was it, Tim?
You know what I did, Matt? I gave up hope.
Yeah. And then great things can happen.
Great things happened as I sat there on Christmas Eve. What a lovely finish.
I imagine you were throwing things around the room, cursing in front of your family.
No, we had a Christmas movie on, so I was quietly paying very close attention to the Hawaii Bowl on a side screen.
Wait a minute. What Christmas movie were you watching?
Home Alone.
Okay.
Is that acceptable?
I don't like the movie, but no? I can understand why other people do. Top Christmas movies, I would rank number one,
Hawaii
National
Bowl.
Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
True. I have an 8-year-old.
Number two, Trading Places.
I have an 8-year-old.
Yeah. I know. Wait a minute. Can the 8-year-old watch the Hawaii Bowl?
I was watching it on the side screen.
Why wouldn't he watch the Hawaii Bowl?
I think he preferred to watch Home Alone.
Why? Is he not a football fan?
I did let him know that Hawaii won. He was very excited about that. All right. 10 minutes to go. Puka Nacua, they tried to get it down to Puka Nacua to no avail. While we watch this unfold, Matt, we do have a bunch of bowl games tomorrow. New Year's Eve is a very solid day, which we will get to more so tomorrow. Matt and I will be back on VEASAN Primetime tomorrow night. But we've got Tennessee, Illinois. We also have Coastal Carolina, Louisiana Tech in the Independence Bowl down in Shreveport. That's a 2 p.m. Eastern kick. Then at 5:30, Matt, the Music City Bowl, Illinois, Tennessee. Very high total, 61.5 in that game. And then in the Alamo Dome, USC and TCU, 9 o'clock Eastern kick. And
wow, look at this.
Oh, boy.
Matthew Stafford fumbles the snap. I think this might be a procedure penalty against the Rams. I'm not sure. But he fumbles the snap. Falcons recover out near midfield. That was a 3rd-and-8 play. You talk about a big shift in the game and what we're going to see in the betting line, depending on the flag. What do we think the flag is here?
Well, they're doing the dirty bird. The defensive players are. Was this offsides? Is this going to affect the turnover? Offsides, so it is going to be negated.
Wow.
Matthew Stafford, by the way, is down to plus 125.
I thought I saw movement on the offensive line. I guess
James Pierce
that was not
called for offsides, and this is watching this play. No. Oh man!
Yeah, he was. He
was offsides. He was offsides. I don't think he affected that.
Not by much.
Oh man,
if he was offsides, not by much, and that didn't have anything to do with Stafford fumbling that snap and losing that ball.
That is a fortunate break for the Los Angeles Rams, right there. Wow.
Raheem Morris is very unhappy with the ref.
I think it was the right call. It was a mistake by Pierce of the Falcons.
Pierce actually. He was offside, but not by much. And that didn't have anything to do with Stafford fumbling the snap. But, again, Pierce was offside. And now the Rams get a second chance here. They're going to run it to Kyren Williams for no gain up the middle on first down. Right. Throw the ball.
Fourth down upcoming.
They did not get an automatic first. That was 3rd and short.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 4th and 2, Matt, and we'll get another. Earlier in the game, we saw the Rams go for it, 4th and 1 at the 11.
Why is McVay running the ball up the middle on 3rd and 3? Seriously. At some point, you got to stop this insanity.
All right, 4th and 2. Will he throw the ball to – will he appease Matt Eumanns?
I think he will. He should have thrown it on 3rd down. Now he's going to throw it on 4th down. We'll see what happens here. Oh, boy, this is not going to be good for the Rams. This is not going to be good for the Rams.
Matt looking at the live line, and they got an interception by Xavier Watts. His 2nd interception of the game. Is he going to go the distance? He's trying to tiptoe the sideline. He's high-stepping like he's Deion Sanders. Xavier Watts, the rookie out of Notre Dame. Pick 6, Matt. Wow.
All right, so Matthew Stafford might not win the MVP. How crazy is this? How wild is this game?
3 interceptions. Huh? Did he stay in bounds? That's what I want to know.
He was tight-roping the sideline. His toe might have hit out of bounds at one point here. So Stafford obviously did not look off the safety there. He gets picked off. There's a flag on the play. I think that's probably for the excessive celebration by the Falcons.
But I want to see
the
replay.
Can we see the replay to see if he stayed in bounds? Because he was tight-roping the sideline. I think his foot might have hit the white. But we're still waiting for a replay.
Yeah, we will.
Here we go.
Here, finally.
He's out.
He's out of bounds.
He's clearly out of bounds.
Not a pick 6. Yeah, not even particularly close. But another interception for Xavier Watts. An unsportsmanlike conduct call. So this game's still not over.
I mean, this goes back to him. 3rd and 3. Don't run the ball up the middle for no game. You throw it on 3rd and 3. You get the 1st down. Stafford doesn't have to throw into tight coverage there on 4th down when they know you have to throw the ball. I don't like the play calling by Sean McVay. They put Stafford in a tough spot a couple times tonight. But, again, Stafford's played very, very poorly tonight. I think when you talk about recency bias of bettors and handicappers, you're going to have recency bias for voters in the MVP market too. And this is an ugly game for Stafford tonight. He had a chance there, Tim, to kind of change the storyline here in the 4th quarter. And that pick and the fact the Rams.
I think the unsportsmanlike conduct is actually on the coaching staff on the sideline.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, I think they might have bumped into a referee. So the Falcons have the ball at their own 42-yard line, and they will let Bijan go to work here. Hey, Matt, if you think you know sports, then get paid for it with Better Picks, the daily fantasy app that turns your sports knowledge into real cash. Just download Better, pick more or less on your favorite player's stats, and if your picks hit, you win. New users get a free $10 just for signing up, no deposit required. And when you do deposit, you'll get a 50% match up to $200. Play NBA, WNBA, MLB, soccer, UFC, golf, and much more. Go to better.app or download the Better today. Make sure you use the promo code VSIN for your free $10 and deposit bonus. Ball nearing midfield, 3rd and short upcoming here for the Atlanta Falcons after the interception. The betting market right now, Matthew Stafford plus $2. Actually, if you want to bet Matthew Stafford, FanDuel right now, plus $350.
Okay.
Man.
Didn't you just say plus 160 was a good bet?
I did.
I know.
Didn't think you would throw another interception.
It's wild how quickly things can change. I mean, this is changing by the minute almost. Talking about the market for MVP. Matthew Stafford with 3 picks tonight.
Open.
3 picks, 3 sacks. Kirk Cousins, no picks, no sacks. Cousins does throw
until almost
an incompletion there on 3rd down, so the Rams are going to get the ball back. They're not dead yet. 7.5 minutes to go, 24-17.
So if Stafford,
Falcons are going to punt.
If Stafford leads them back to win this game, it's plus 350 right now.
What if he throws another pick?
Well, what's going to happen? We got another break coming up. 24-17, the Rams are going to get the ball back. Will Stafford lead another big drive?
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
During the break, Matt looks at me and he goes, we need to talk about these bowl games tomorrow. We keep getting distracted by this wild game.
It's the truth.
We do. 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It's 24-17. Rams have the ball back. They have just gotten back into Atlanta territory. I do want to quickly update you on some stats. Matthew Stafford, 241 yards, a touchdown, 3 picks. Puka Nacua, what a quiet night for him. 4 catches, 36 yards. Over-under was 8.5 receptions and 110.5 yards, Matt.
Well, when the Rams get into a playoff game, that can't happen. I mean, the mistakes they made tonight by, running the ball a little bit too much when the run wasn't working and not getting the ball to Puka Nacua enough, you can't do that when you get into a playoff game. So Sean McVay's going to have to realize the error of his ways with his play calling tonight, and Stafford's going to have to play a lot better too. So, I mean, this Rams team giving me a lot of reasons to be concerned right now, and Stafford – and Rams certainly not playing their best football here late in the season. This is not just tonight, Tim. We've been seeing this for a few weeks now. You go back to Carolina when Stafford played poorly that day against the Panthers. Last week, the Rams defense gives up 38 points to the Seahawks. You know, there are reasons to be concerned here, but this game is not over. That said, Stafford throwing deep to Puka Nacua.
Touchdown.
And that's going to be
a flag in the backfield.
Flag in the backfield. What do we have here?
We have a touchdown to Puka, but Matthew Stafford is not celebrating, so I think this will be holding, and it is.
Wipes out basically a 50-yard touchdown pass. A beautiful play to Puka Nacua. DJ Humphreys called for the hold. Nice job, DJ.
Wow. This game is something else, man.
And he did tackle. Pretty obvious hold.
On right Pierce, there. Yeah, coming off the
pretty
edge.
Pretty obvious hold.
By the way, I'm looking forward to listening to Cashing Out on my way home with Dustin, because Dustin has been...
Actually, that's not a hold on Humphreys.
I think it was a hold on 70. It was a hold on the left tackle.
They called it on Humphreys, though, 72.
Yeah, it should have been the left tackle.
The defender fell down, and Humphreys just pushed him down. The hold, actually, you're right, should have been on 71, the right tackle on Pierce. Anyway, wipes out a beautiful pass and touchdown catch by Puka Nacua.
But Dustin's going to have some numbers regarding the Drake May MVP conversation, I'm sure, coming your way.
Sean McVay, stop it! Stop! It's 1st and 20, and he runs up the middle for 1 yard. Can you wake up?
4.5 minutes to go.
I can't take it anymore. What is he doing? That's what I do when I'm at home watching games, Tim. Scare the neighbors and the kids in the neighborhood.
All right, we got it. Here we go.
You're going to throw the ball to Colby Parkinson, and you got about 17 yards on the pickup there. That works a lot better than a run up the middle for 1 yard on 1st and 20.
What I need to know is that Mitch Moss told us that he needed a just average night, and he would be good for his fantasy championship. 257, a touchdown, and 3 picks. I don't know if that's an average night, so I'm curious
I don't think Mitch is going to be happy with the outcome of this Stafford performance.
Unless he throws a touchdown here. 3.5 minutes to go. Ball at the 33-yard line right now, and the Falcons. Oh, a run, Matt. Oh, that's going to work out well. Kyren Williams is going to get a big gain here, Matt, and down to the 10-yard line. This game, woo, buddy.
Flag on the play, Tim.
Really?
Flag on the play. Anyway, all right, so let's do this quickly. We got bowl games to talk about tomorrow.
three games tomorrow.
Three bowl games. We got the Independence Bowl, Coastal Carolina, Louisiana Tech, and Tech, a 9.5-point favorite. DraftKings got 10 on that game. More importantly, the Music City Bowl in Nashville. Tennessee, Illinois, Vols, 3-point favorites. There's a 3.5 out there at a couple of spots. Total of 61.5. And the Alamo Bowl in San Antonio, USC, a 6.5-point favorite over TCU, and we have...
Touchdown, Puka Nacua.
There we go. We have important players out on both sides of the USC-TCU game.
Yeah, that is the Alamo Bowl tomorrow night, as you mentioned, and for USC, the Biletnikoff winner, Makai Lemon, he is out. Jacoby Lane, he is out. A bunch of big pieces on the defense. Kamari Ramsey, Bishop Fitzgerald, both out as well, but no bigger missing piece in this game and TCU quarterback Josh Hoover. He has entered the portal. He will not play. It'll be Ken Seals, the former Vanderbilt quarterback. He will be the starter for TCU in this one, Matt. So
too bad he doesn't play for Navy. the Navy's SEALs.
Extra point up and good.
By the way, Army was really good bowl bet. We talked about that last week. Are you going to play Navy coming up too?
I already did. Okay. I bet Navy early. I put Navy and Army on a money line parlay. You could have actually got that for plus money. But Brad Powers, who joined us earlier in the show, said even at 6.5 or 7, he thinks Navy's still worth a bet against Cincinnati in the Liberty Bowl. Cincinnati, they will be without their starting quarterback, Brendan Sorsby, who is in the transfer portal as well. Historically, and Brad had the exact number, armed services have been cash cows in bowl season.
Well, Army was a great bet. You know, tomorrow, I'm not sold that USC should be a 6.5-point favorite, but I just don't know what we're going to get from Seals, the TCU quarterback.
Yeah.
Maybe you can answer that. Tennessee, Illinois.
I think Illinois actually could be a decent look here, Matt. I was not impressed by Tennessee much this year, and they've got some opt-outs. Illinois doesn't have a ton of opt-outs. I have not bet either of these, any of the three games, I should say.
Coming up in the games we just talked about, I'm not laying it with USC, but I kind of like the Big Ten underdogs. I am going to bet Iowa. Yep. Iowa, a 5.5-point dog to Vandy in the ReliaQuest Bowl in Tampa on New Year's Eve morning. Iowa plus 5.5 will be a play for me. I might play Illinois, Tim. I haven't decided yet, but there's a couple 3.5s out there. Might play the Illini against Tennessee. Of those two, I like Iowa as a better bet. And Brad Powers and Wes Reynolds on tonight, they said the same thing. They like the Hawkeyes.
I bet in the Iowa-Vanderbilt game, I bet first half under 23.5, and I also bet Iowa in that game as well. I actually took 4.5, better number at 5.5, but I like Iowa in that spot. I think they're going to be, as Wes pointed out, I think they'll be pretty motivated to shut up Diego Pavia. And you know what you're going to get from Iowa. It's not going to be pretty, but you also look at Vanderbilt, very leaky defensively as well. So you got a bad offense versus a bad defense and a good offense versus a good Kirk Cousins. Good Lord, man. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you might have been on to something. I think the Rams are live to win this game. 2nd and 10, 2:42 to go. Both teams have all three timeouts left, so we got a ways to go here. What's up?
I'm just – the MVP market is outrageous.
What is it right now?
Even money on Matthew Stafford.
Okay. And 20 minutes, 30 minutes ago, 20, 30 minutes ago, you could have had Stafford plus 250.
Matt, you could have had Matthew Stafford 10 minutes ago at plus 350. He is now $1.20 at FanDuel.
That's right, 10 minutes ago. After the pick, right?
Yeah, after the pick. He was plus 350. He's back to a minus 120 favorite in this market. So we will see if Kirk Cousins. This might have been an incomplete pass, too, here. Looked like that kind of was bobbling on the ground. The good news is Dustin Sweetelson has you covered coming up top of the hour as we will rehash what is unfolding here between the Falcons and the Rams.
I'm not sure how that's not a hold on the Falcons offensive line, but let's see. Did Pitts bobble this ball?
No, he caught it.
Nah, that's a catch.
Yeah, that's a catch. Will Kirk Cousins lead the Falcons to a game-winning score here?
We know this. They have a field goal kicker who can hit it from long range. He's got, what, a 56-yard make tonight for the Falcons. Two-minute warning.
The MVP betting market, I thank you for keeping us entertained all night long. What a roller coaster it was, and here we are. It is 10:53 with 2 minutes to go in this game, and Matthew Stafford is back to minus 120. He is the favorite once again to win the MVP. Should be a fascinating end of the season, 24-24. Fascinating end of this game as well. Hey, thanks to Brad Powers. Thanks to Mitch and Paul for joining us in the first hour. Thanks to Johnny Avello. Thanks to the professor, Aaron Moore, for joining us as well. Just a reminder, Matt and I will have the VSiN College Football Betting Podcast tomorrow. We will talk about the games on New Year's Eve, those bowl games, including Iowa and Vanderbilt in the ReliaQuest Bowl. And, of course, we will have our best bets for the four college football playoff games.
Don't forget to say thanks to Wes Reynolds, who's also going to be on the VSiN College Football Betting Podcast. And best of luck to Wes as he heads over to Pasadena for the Rose Bowl, because several of us are going to have money riding on the Hoosiers against the Crimson Tide in that game.
Matt, the last time the Atlanta Falcons blew a 21-plus point lead, Super Bowl 51.
That was, ironically, the first Sunday, the first day ever the VSiN was live on the air. It was 9 years ago. almost 9 years ago.
Dustin Sweetelson has you covered. Coming up next, two-minute warning down in the ATL, 24-24. Falcons have the ball at midfield. For Matt Eumanns, I'm Tim Murray. We'll be back tomorrow night, same time, right here on VSiN Primetime.